Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before. I'm home cold, standing trial.
Why ain't I see you around back when I was? What's up, world? It's your boy Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast here with my oldest daughter, Rachel Renee. What's going on with you?
What's up?
And my partner in crime and podcast crime,
yes, sir.
Producer Ken.
Yes, sir. We here.
We here.
We did it. I don't have the fog horn.
I know. I wish we had the drink champs thing. Yeah. I wish we had some Nori, man. Send us some of the
Solomon,
effects,
man, you got to clap for us. And do
yeah,
some.
Yeah. Come on. We reached 100K. 100K, man. We want to thank everybody.
100K all the subs.
100,000 subs on YouTube, man. And we couldn't do it without y'all. We appreciate the support. It's been, what, 2 years? We started this journey?
2 years.
2 years ago.
2 years.
Yeah. And, what I can say, Ken. So let me give y'all a brief history. So this, yeah, I'm gonna cross my legs like.
Yeah, he just got it.
So
fireside chat.
Hey, so listen.
People don't see the funny.
Yeah, that's right.
We're serious on this.
All the time. We all poised and shit, but this is how we get down. But no, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all getting us to 100K. But what I want to say is, when this journey started, I honestly didn't know what we were signing up for. And that's the truth. Like, during COVID, we had a lot of downtime. You know, I'm sitting back watching podcasts, watching stuff. And me and this man, me and Ken, for years, we would just talk on the phone about music. We would be talking about 90 for hours. Yeah. I mean, he would call me about something, just whatever. And then it'd go, man, the other day, man, I was listening to that Mr. Doctor, bro. Or I was listening to Lynch. And it was just, so one day we said, man, we should do a podcast and just talk about.
And mind you, this is before podcasting.
This is before podcasting.
It was.
Yes.
It was. And I ain't saying all respect to the ones that exist.
Right.
They just, at that time, it wasn't a big thing.
It wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing. And so we would talk about music, man. I'm talking about from Ghetto Boys, all of that. So we said, well, man, we should do a podcast. You know, the podcasting came up, I guess, during COVID.
Yeah.
We was like, man, we should do a podcast. And
And
so one thing I can say is how it started and what we had in our mind, it became something much bigger. Mm-hmm. It became something much bigger. Because the first time we filmed, we thinking it's just going to be me and him talking and just talking music. But we had the first round of guests. We had Michael Jai White.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike. We had X-Ray.
He was the first guest, remember?
So he was the first guest.
Mike, I got to apologize. He was the first guest and we didn't know what he was doing. He was here on for like 4 hours. It was the longest show. I'm sure about Mike, even though he's a friend of the show, by the end, he was looking at his watch. These guys don't know how to podcast.
It's funny. Mike was looking at me kind of like, yeah, I don't know what else you want me to say. Like,
yeah.
You know,
we didn't even know how to end it.
if you go back to that episode, I didn't even introduce him.
Oh, really?
We just start talking.
No.
I was just like, yeah, what's up with you, man? I appreciate you for coming. Not even taking into consideration. People are listening, you know. But
that was right.
But yeah, we had X-rated. We had some great guests, man. We've had about 60 guests.
Ice T, Jay Prince,
Jay Prince, all the Bones with the exception of
Matt
Wish.
Matt Barnes. Yeah, all Bosco. The Bones.
Shout out to our guest that spin the block.
Crip
Ice
Mac.
T, Crip Mac.
Yeah.
Bosco, Yuck Mouth.
Yuck.
Yuck did me a few times. Who else?
Sebo. We've had some of my legends. Sebo.
X-rated. Tech N9ne. Jasmine Lewis.
Miguel Nunez.
Yeah,
Big Jai.
Watch
Homie Quan. That's some of my favorite episodes.
Watch Homie Quan spent the block. Yep. I think he's been here twice, two or three times. But But then there's the other side.
And Watts didn't even want.
You said what?
There's a whole story with the Watts homie Quan.
Yeah.
But he was mad at you.
Watts homie Quan was mad. He almost didn't do the show. We got into it initially over social media. Me and Watts homie
Quan.
For what? It was in behind Crip Mac. Crip Mac. But we ended up squashing it. But you know, along this journey too, we've lost some people as well. Fuck. So I'd be remiss if I didn't.
And
give
some
love
people
to
that
them.
Reached out that didn't make it. Gonzo, so,
man,
rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Gonzo. Gonzo lost his life a week before he was supposed to come to the show.
Rest in peace, Gonzo.
OG Lil Bop. That works with Watts homie Quan. Excuse me, from BPS. We talked. He was supposed to come to the show. He got killed a week before. Gangsta Boo.
Fuck.
Gangsta Boo.
I remember having a whole convo in the kitchen about getting her over here. Yes.
Yep.
That was crazy. And it was. When we say this, it's not like, oh, we was thinking about. These are people who we were.
These are people who were scheduled, who were slated to come to the show
and just passed away
before they made it.
And then people that have been on the show.
And Gangsta Boo, I have to, because Ken, that was me. They kind of dropped the ball with Gangsta Boo.
Yeah.
That was me.
It was, because I was like, let's do it, bro.
You was like, let's do it. Yeah. I was on some other, you know, shout out Boo, man, you know, rest in peace to Boo, because that was my homegirl. Yeah. She had pissed me off.
No, that's real. Look, the dynamic that people don't see with me in court, because we've gone to other places too. Because we've traveled around on this journey too.
Yep, this is true.
And we've gone to other places, and court be getting in this feeling sometimes. He's a sensitive guy. And most of the time, I have to be like, yo, hold on, bro. Like, it's still worth doing this thing. Or let's not go off the deep end. Yeah.
That lion come out. Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
And it's okay. I understand it. But I think, you know, it's also a space where it's like, well, it's a scheduling conflict or something, bro. Yep. Like, it's not that serious.
That's right.
And still worth doing.
Yep.
And so we had got to the point where we were going to still do Gangsta Boo.
We sure
you
were.
Was just in your feelings that time because of a scheduling thing.
Yep. That's right. That's right.
But yeah, no, I've definitely had to pull him off the ledge a couple times. Are he ready to jump? Hold on, bro.
Yeah.
So whose idea was it to start bringing guests?
Well, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I want to show love and also to the people that we did lose. Yeah. Big Zoe.
Yep.
Big Zoe the Roaster. You know, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, NorCal legends. Rest in peace.
And
Lil Sody.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Man, and partner. Real talk. I love dude. He was genuine spirit.
Such a beautiful dude. And of course, I went to his funeral. And shout out to the Sody family. Shout out to Lil Sody, Baby Sody, his sister, his brothers, you know, and the whole ETGC, Afro Man, all of that. Yeah, Sody was a good dude.
Genuinely. Yeah. I remember coming in because I knew him. But I was like, you know, sometimes you do these shows and I was like, I don't know if this is. And it ended up being one of my favorite episodes.
And this is the thing. I go
and
on
it
record.
Did well.
This year or in 2023, Lil Sody was probably our best interview. It probably did the most numbers. Outside of Ice-T.
Mm-hmm.
Ice-T, and then Lil Sody. Totally. It was surprising, but it did.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a good interview.
It was a great interview. Yeah. And, you know, so rest in peace to Lil Sody, man. And, you know, we're going to still represent for him.
Yeah, man. And I appreciate the time that everybody takes to come here.
Absolutely.
Or even people that we lost that were willing to come and just didn't get a chance to make it.
Exactly.
So yeah, much love to the families of all everybody we just mentioned.
For sure. What was you saying, baby?
Oh,
girl?
No, I said, whose idea was it to start bringing guests? If it was just gonna be y'all? Because remember, I was in Kansas City.
I'm gonna tell you my recollection because back to tag on to what he said, we would always pick up the phone and talk about rap since 02, 03, since you was a baby.
Yeah.
And since before you were born, it's been a long time, right?
Yeah.
And then I want to say, it was TV show. I have all these studios and I'm working in TV. Mm-hmm. And then we had show ideas. Like, I don't know if should I say the show ideas that I feel like was ganked from you.
I was gone.
So like we was talking about Unsung.
Yep.
And doing an Unsung before Unsung existed.
That's right.
It's Brentwood days.
Yep. Yeah, so for sure, because I came to that apartment with Pimp and Mike.
Yep.
Shout out Pimp and Mike. Yep. Wherever he is.
Yeah.
So we were talking about show ideas, and then when you guys moved to Woodland Hills, we actually shot something with P.
Yep.
We shot a pilot of something totally different. We was going to do Architects
Yep.
of Gangsta Rap. Then it was Architects of Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And then,
yep.
And we sat Master P down for an interview because that's mm-hmm. his brother. Mm-hmm. And so we sat him down at your house and mm-hmm. did that. And then that didn't really, we were trying to do reenactments with that yep. and all sorts of shit.
Dramatization.
Yeah, we did it with P's boys, yep. like with his son. Yep. And yep. so we did reenactments of moments mm-hmm. with Big Ed and shit outside the club. Yep. And then it turned into, yeah, we kind of pushed that pilot around. Maybe that's not the move. Maybe we just go to people's hood and talk mm-hmm. to them directly.
Right.
And we're going to jump in lowriders.
Yep. That was the initial idea.
Yeah. And then we're going to yep. cruise to people's, before the podcast, before yeah. the idea of the podcast. So I can't say we initially wanted to do a podcast.
Yeah.
We was just talking about trying to tell these stories mm-hmm. because I think genuinely we loved the era that we came from.
Exactly.
We was like, man, I mean, this man loves Spice One, his favorite rapper. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, I love Spice too. We both mm-hmm. did songs with yep. him. And so we was like, hey, nobody tells these stories, going back to Unsung and everything else. But we kept just hitting roadblocks with ideas like mm-hmm. this didn't pan out. That didn't really work.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Lowrider idea. We never really jumped on it.
Yeah.
And then it was really him. It was really him during COVID. It was like mm-hmm. talking about this format
yep.
of a show.
Yep.
And then I let you pick it up
and
from
then
there.
From there, man, what we were fortunate enough to do, though, and I think it's like, this is why I always tell the younger generation, it's always good to keep your face card clean and keep solid yep. relationships, because when you do that, people will show up for you, you know? So this is why we were able to get the Jay Princes, you know, the Ice-T's and the mm-hmm. Michael Jai Whites. And think about it, the first time that we shot, we didn't have, I mean, everybody showed up, right? Everybody yeah. showed up. We had one
scheduling.
Sticky came in. We had one conflict scheduling, which was, I think it was Gorilla Black, but he yep. ended up coming back though.
Yep.
Yeah. He was the only one. But what I can say is that this podcasting journey, it was more to it than what I thought it was going to be.
We thought
we was just going to sit down and just talk, put it up. And, you know, prior to that, I had never put a video on YouTube.
And to be fair, I come from TV, so mm-hmm. I don't really know the space either. Cause right. he would be like, I'm looking for you to, and I was like, but I don't know.
He didn't know what? Just like I didn't know.
So wait, what are y'all talking about? In what ways?
So we knew this part, mm-hmm. right?
But I have sound stages. I've been right. doing TV for 18 years.
We mm-hmm. knew the production.
I could film
part.
It.
We could film it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But once we got it, it was like, okay, so how do we put it on YouTube? And how do we put it on Apple where they can listen to it? We had no clue.
Yeah. My personal credit card was signing up the Apple thing. Yes. And then at some point I was like, wait, do we got a business account for this?
Right.
Should it not be on my card?
And do you know that neither one of us had ever uploaded a video to YouTube? We didn't know how.
Keywords, tagging things.
I didn't learn how to do that until a year in. Because we had someone else doing it.
I mean, you showed me.
Yeah.
That was ironically. Shout out,
after we did the prank with Nelk Boys,
yep.
shout out to the Nelk Boys, yep. or Jesse specifically.
Shout out to Jesse.
From Full Send, I should say. Because I don't know, he left that group. But he was putting us up on game too. Like, he was like, this is, and they have Full Send and the Nelk, they got a very successful podcast now. A crazy channel with 12 million followers. But he was like, nah, this is how, and I'm telling Corey, like, oh, bro, dude knows what we're trying to do, and this is what he told me. And then we had August along the way trying to give us game. And
that's right.
And big shout out to Gangster Chronicles and Big Steel.
Yep.
Who was trying to tell us guide us, because we had a lot of people telling us
that's right
these pieces of info we didn't know.
Yeah.
So like Gangster Chronicles, helping us out.
Gangster Chronicles.
Nelk and Full Send. People wouldn't even know.
Nelk and Full Send, I'll be honest with you, they gave us the boost that we needed initially from him pranking me. You know, I don't know. Did you see the prank?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so him pranking me, that he gave us the booster. Shout
and
out
shout
to
out to my editor, Mike, who set that up. Yeah. Because Mike was over there, and he was like, man, we should... I'm doing all these pranks, and I was like, oh, it would probably help to, yeah. They get so many views, and I was like, you want to prank Court? And everybody was like, and I was like, nah, fuck it, let's do it. Like, I'll deal with them. I'll deal with it. Yeah. If it's ugly, I'll deal with it, because that's my, because I know Court's heart. I'm like, he a good dude. We just going to piss him off.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But yeah, shout out to Mike, because Mike really he orchestrated putting that together.
And that's the thing too. The other part of it is, even though people mainly see me, you know, it's a whole team that helps this thing go forward. Like even the Blue Coast team.
Jason, Tony, John.
Exactly.
Jack, when he was first doing it.
It's a whole team. Eric. Oh man, shout out to Eric. It's funny how they say a producer and the editor have a relationship, a deeper relationship.
Yeah.
Me and Eric, shout out to Eric. Man, that's my guy. We be in the trenches, you know.
Hours of notes. That's the other thing y'all don't see. We sit down with someone for 2 hours.
Yep.
And then Eric, the editor, gets that footage.
Yep.
He does what we call a string out. He puts it together. And it's the full episode.
Yep.
And sometimes people say they don't want an episode anymore. Mm-hmm. And then so that episode goes to Court and me, but I don't watch it like he does. But then someone has to watch that entire 2 hours again after we just did it, give notes, watch it again, give notes, watch it again to make sure, you know, and it's not like we're editing what's being said, but, you know, sometimes people cough or whatever. You gotta trim
it up.
And
what it is, too, is the creative part that I didn't understand is the fact that you have to even – like with the clipping, you
making
know,
segments.
It's a science to all of this shit. Yeah. Like, and we had to learn that.
Which we still don't have down.
We still
are figuring it out.
We're still figuring out from thumbnails. We done been through 2 graphic artists. Shout out. I can't remember my first guy.
Josh, it started with a J or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but shout out to him. Hitman, who is the No Limit, main No Limit graphic designer. He does our thumbnails now. Again, like you said, August, shout out to Tiffany Gaines, who just recently came in, and she helps with stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a whole team, even though, like I said, you guys may see me in the forefront. But I've enjoyed it. And the thing is, I was talking with my wife. It's funny how...
Shout out, Yomi.
Yeah.
Behind every strong man is a strong woman.
Every time. Every time. Even in recent time with Crazy Bone, you know, he had came to the show and then right after that he took sick. But I was telling my wife, I was like, damn, I was really concerned about him, you know, and I was like, man,
he's genuinely a good dude
and I'm concerned. I said, but when you share a moment like this and people take the time out their lives to come and be vulnerable and give you their story and connect with you, and it's something that y'all put together that will live on when we all pass away, this moment we share is gonna keep going. And it, I don't know. It's almost like it's a bond there almost.
Man, I could tell you the moments that, like, again, we had collective conversations about, we would watch the other podcasts and, like, whether it was salacious or whatever it was, like, we sat down on multiple occasions, like, what should our angle be?
Yep.
And what are we doing? And I was like, well, I mean, here's the thing, man. People respect you. Back to the face card.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't think we should lean into the bullshit. I don't think we should lean into the that'll get people indicted. And and we should make sure this, I won't mention someone, but there's a certain weightlifter who came on and we took a lot of stuff of his story
That's
out.
That's right. That's
that was
right.
Just like, he didn't ask.
No.
He didn't ask. You didn't ask. After he walked out, we said, we're going to go ahead and take that out.
Oh, man.
But the bond, I'll never forget Watts homie Quan coming in.
Yeah.
And y'all talking, I had lost a grandmother who had raised me and I was super close. He had lost his parents,
his dad,
and you had lost your mom.
Yep.
Rest in peace to all of them, loved ones. But y'all had a moment.
Yeah.
Between y'all, which
that's real.
And I'm tearing up thinking about my grand, and it got real. The cameras and the podcast.
Man,
all
the
of a sudden,
wasn't even
all
there.
Sudden, it was 3 grown men.
Yep.
Talking about the tragedy of the gangbanging stuff that took his life's or his father's life.
Yep.
And just life in general with your mom and with my grandmother. And I was like, damn, we really, I think of Watts Homie Quan today, and I go, like, that's the homeboy.
Yeah.
The bull. Like, the homie. There's a bond there now. I love that dude.
Yeah.
I feel for him. I empathize in that moment, and it's crazy because
we shed tears. Yeah. I didn't know where it came from. It crept up on me. Literally, we're just talking, and before I know it,
he was in a moment.
Yeah.
Because that's what his dad was real.
Yeah. Yep.
And we can all empathize because we're human, which is, I think, the beautiful part about this, which is like, we come from this gangster rap. You grew up with your dad on this gangster rap. But we've grown.
We have grown.
And we're showing an appreciation to the artists and the art form and the genre, but it's blossomed from there to having athletes and actors.
Yeah, for sure.
And just connecting with people on a human level. We want to hear your story. Tell you that we respect you and appreciate you.
And I think that's what we set forth to set us apart too, you know, because like I tell people, it's enough mess in the culture, right? But we wanted to provide that balance, you know? So when you come here, I wanted to provide a safe space for everybody to come and tell their stories. Like, I've had other content creators, even just recently, I had a content creator reach out to me through another homeboy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he took umbrage with a guest we had on. Actually, we had Mob James on.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Mob James, which was another vulnerable episode as well. Mob James came on and shared real tears.
Yeah.
I had another content creator reach out to me, and he took umbrage with, you know, us having Mob James and different things like that. But I'm saying this to say, you know, we didn't create a platform to police people's story, and we're not investigative reporters. You know, we allow people to come on tell their truths, tell their realities. And one thing I have learned in this space too is everybody's, you know, perspective and perception of what happened could be different.
For sure.
We had Lazy Bone and Crazy Bone, who both been together 40 years, who recalled the same circumstances but came away with two different understandings of what transpired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just want to throw that out there that, you know, because we've had guests on where people come on, like somebody said something about, oh, Snoopy Badass said that he was this age, but he's really this age. Y'all don't do y'all research. I'm like, we not asking for government ID when you come in here. Like, what the f- you think this is? Like,
that's real.
This is this is a safe place. This is for people, us, to make the culture look good. We keep it real, right?
Yeah.
But we not here to look for faults and look for flaws and inconsistencies and do all of
that. Well, and also I think what people don't understand, we do our research, but just like when you sit down with someone for hours, right? Because I've seen comments even in stuff that I've said, right? Like, it's interesting because when you sit down with someone for the period of time you sit down with someone, you're not always going to get it right.
Right.
We're not asking for someone's ID. We also will, I don't think people understand, well, even when we have artists on, they don't even remember which order their albums came out.
Like, that's real.
We're talking about moments in time that are from the 90s.
Exactly.
The early and mid 90s. So sometimes we'll quote something and then people call you out. Oh, he ain't no stand-up NorCal dude, or else he would have referenced A, B, C, and D. I didn't remember to talk about that at the time.
Right,
you know?
Here, right,
but
now.
That's the beauty of it, though, bro, is learning the nuances and learning the culture of social media, especially YouTube, right?
Oh,
that's where
funny.
The entertainment is, right?
Oh, some people hate.
And you have to allow people, you know, the odyssey of recollection. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. You know, that's human nature. And again, it doesn't take away from our authenticity just because we may have allowed someone to come on and say something, but then the people in their lives are like, that's not true. Y'all not keeping it real. It's like, come on, stop it. You know.
Well, that's their truth. That's their truth. And they say
that's their truth.
That doesn't mean we stand by. We just asking them the question and hearing the answer.
Yes, exactly. So that's what we do here. And then, you know, we switched it up a little bit in recent months, and we added my oldest.
Yeah.
My oldest child.
New perspective.
Yeah. New perspective. I wanted to bring in, you know, the young millennial, and from a female perspective, and she's somebody that been laced and gamed up. Yeah. How was your, how's it been you joining the squad?
You know, it is crazy because when you first launched, remember I was in Kansas City and it was during COVID. So we were all on lockdown And because it's hometown, I just remember, like, you know, just randomly you go to places and obviously, like, I got his whole face. And people, it'd be like, you know, they call you Little Quarter. I'd be like, oh, man, I see your dad and this and this and that. And, you know, people, they don't understand, like, he's always been like he's new to a lot of people, but he's always been like this to me. So I'm just I didn't watch him do a movie and perform and put out albums. And so to see the growth from, oh, okay, my dad is doing this thing on YouTube now to... You know, it. Then you started getting, you know, these different guests. And then now, I came back to Cali and now I'm on here and, you know, seeing the response that, you know, people like the chemistry between all of us and the growth and where the trajectory of where it's going. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the beautiful part, too, about it is to see you here because I've watched you grow up and your siblings grow up.
Yes.
It really is a family thing because your son.
Yep.
Used to come here every single show and help out.
He was supposed to be my helper, and he helped me, and then we also watched TV.
And then me and this man had traveled to Europe. My mother has been in here. He's known my mother for 20-plus years.
Yep.
And your daughters have come in, and wifey supports. And, like, honestly, man, thank you to the people who have subbed, and also thank you to the people who have believed in us in our own circles, because my mother, your wife, our siblings, my children, you know, we take time away from my two boys to make sure I could do this till 9 o'clock at night and get these guests in.
Exactly.
And, like, it takes a lot. I don't think people realize sometimes we shoot till 9, 10, 11, stay up all night.
That's right.
Just to put it out and hope that people enjoy it.
Enjoy
the story. And then my close friends back home, Joe and Rob, shout out to them. They just lost their mother and they lost their father last year. And they used to hit me up. Their parents, who remember me as a kid, the Arizmendez brothers, their parents would be like, oh, I'm proud of you. Their mom would hit me and be like, I seen a little clip.
Yeah.
Or I was scrolling through and I seen it and I'm proud of you. And you'd be like, damn, that's what's up. Like, that's dope. Because, you know, you never know where the love's going to come from.
That's right.
And who's going to see this info that we're putting out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I just appreciate everybody who stood behind. And it's so cool to see you here, knowing that it started in 2004 with me with a big ass camera shooting you in the Lexus, be like, what you think about your dad doing movies? Oh, my
still
dad's
here.
Dope. Yeah. Like, it's dope to see the evolution over the decades of, like, this family that we've created.
You know what I want to give a shout out to a special shout out to Ice-T, you know, because I think Ice-T really helped us get to the next level.
Yeah.
And the fact how he ingratiated us, how he accepted us. And not only that, you know, Ice-T's been on here twice.
Yeah.
And he's given us the biggest cosign out of all of our guests.
For sure.
Out of all of our guests. He continues to support as he will post, he'll post clips on social media. You know what I mean? I really have to give love and show love to Ice-T.
No, Ice is.
He's always told me, man, when I come out West Court, I'm coming to you. Like, you know, so
I remember, big love to him. Remember when you had said, like, man, I think Ice will do it.
Yeah.
And he's a fan of, or not a fan. I shouldn't say a fan. He's watching the show.
Yeah.
But we got to go to Arizona. I was like, I got, tell me when to get the flight.
Yeah.
Like,
and we did.
Tell me when to get the flight. And we did. We went to Arizona to make sure. I mean, he's that important to the culture.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And doesn't do a lot. So the fact that because of you.
Yep.
Who you are, he wanted to do that.
Yep.
It is a testament to you.
Yeah.
And obviously with Ice, man, he's a legend. So just having that caliber of a person.
Absolutely.
And in the same respect, let me give respect where it's due to P.
Yep. Mm-hmm. To my brother, Master
yes,
P.
Yes. To No Limit, P. Yep. Silk came out.
Silk.
So to all the major people from day one, like P who supported, P had the whole sponsorship for the pancake mix and the cereal.
We had everything.
The wrap snacks, a big. Big shout out to P, Ice, and everybody who really co-signed.
Absolutely.
Jay Prince.
That was my bucket list.
Prince is all of our bucket lists.
Shout out to the old man. You know, he definitely showed up. And
he was the original. He was like in the first batch.
He was one of the first ones. Yeah. It wasn't even proven. It was just, at that time, he just moved on the sense of us having an idea. He hadn't seen anything.
So, again, know? No.
And not shout out to Julia Beverly for helping to facilitate that as well.
But Ice, for sure,
Ice
showed
you
so much love.
Yes, and continues to do so.
Yeah.
And continues to do so. See, we have some guests that come on and they just do their thing and they go. They don't support it. They don't endorse it. They don't repost it or nothing.
Yeah.
Ice wasn't like that. Ice was like, nah, he repo every time I tag him, he putting it up there, putting it up there. And then when he come on, man, listen, court is the truth. You know what I mean? I'm only going to do it with, so, yeah.
And much love to every other artist who been reposting, though. X-Rated.
Yes, sir.
Well, you repost.
Shout out to my brother, X-Rated. Yes. Yeah.
Brother Lynch Hung reposted the thing.
Brother Lynch
Hung. He ain't even been on the show, but he reposted the Dave Winer episode and said, I'm coming. So for the artists who appreciate what we're doing.
Didn't Pastor Troy repost?
Yeah, Pastor Troy as well. And you know what? And shout out to all the other platforms, because like Rock the Bells rock with us real tough.
Joe Budden used the clip.
Joe Budden. Shout out to Joe Budden for shouting us out as well. But like Rock the Bells consistently, you know, Hip Hop Histories, Hip Hop Stories, Hip Hop Wolf. There's a lot of other platforms that repost and put our stuff in front of hundreds of thousands, millions of people.
And
so
you,
shout out
to
them.
You know
what?
We also have to give appreciation. So now this is just like a shout out flowers to everybody.
It gotta be.
But the other thing that we have to, and it started with us doing this podcast and then us having a conversation of like, we should send you. I mean, you are the face of the show, right? I never really wanted to be on it. You've told that story a bunch of times.
Yeah, neither one of y'all wanted to be on
But for the people who have embraced you outside, like we drove all the way down to do Gangster Chronicles.
Yes.
Like, shout out to them.
Shout out to
Adam
Big
22.
Steel. Yeah. Shout out to Adam 22 for having me on No Jumper and Sharp twice.
And bringing you to No Jumper.
That's right.
We did look at your guys' platforms. Yep. You guys are leaders in this space.
And shout out to Big Steel. Big Steel gave me a lot of game. Who is my business partner, by the way, but he continues to give me game. He laced me early on.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. Real Life Street Stars, who in Dallas, Mogul. Art from Art of Dialogue. Shout out to him. Art.
What's the one in Atlanta you did with that?
Off the Beehive. Oh, Beehive. Yeah. I did Beehive. Shout out to Beehive. My girl Jazzy. I did her. She brought me on the radio and interviewed me in Atlanta. But I have to shout out Art B. Not Art B.
But shout out RB.
Shout out RB.
Sacramento in the house.
But you know, Art of Dialogue, because he took it upon himself. We never met. We had never known each other. But he saw me doing my thing.
Yeah.
He would reach out to me and give me advice. Like, hey, post like this. Do this. Change this. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just out the clear blue. Yeah. Start giving me love like that. And his shit is taking off, man. And, you know, shout out to Art. And shout out to, oh, man, I can't forget. For real, for real. Shout out to Boss Talk 101 in Dallas. Boss Talk has embraced me. That's fam.
What's poppin', guys? It's Jay Jonah here from Blowin' Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The Blowin' Smoke Podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of your biggest names in your favorite industries. And it's all brought to you exclusively right here by The Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Miss Jamaica and ECEO. They, when I went to Dallas, they definitely embraced me. I've done Boss Talk twice, but ECEO, he know what he done did behind the scenes for me, you know what I'm saying, and supporting me. So Boss Talk 101, got to get him some love. If y'all ain't subscribed to Boss Talk 101, y'all go holler at them. Go subscribe right now.
Subscribe. It's been a great journey, bro.
It has.
I appreciate you pulling me along for the
ride. Yeah, I appreciate you. But hold on, we got to give you your flowers, though, because even though – you know, y'all see my face, you see me talking and see me in all the content. The fact of the matter is, none of this would be possible. You couldn't even see me if it weren't for him. You know, this is his place. This, y'all only see a part of this. This is a big ass soundstage. LeBron James films in here. You know, there's a lot of big production that goes on here. Yeah, so him and his team, they accommodate me. He always, I wanted to change the setup. He said, okay, I see what I can do. You know what I mean? So,
no doubt.
Shout out to you, and I appreciate you for backing me up. You know what I mean? And making sure I look the best, making sure I'm the best in everything that we do. So
no doubt.
You know, he facilitates that.
It's a brotherhood. It's been that.
That's right.
We said it since back in the day.
That's right.
It's just been like we both come from the same essence.
Yeah.
Everybody know Kansas City and Sac. Man.
Yeah,
we got
Kansas
that,
City and Sac.
We got that love and relationship, and we both met our first like year out here.
Yeah, that's right.
And so ever since then, for decades now, multiple, it's been like, hey, bro, I see you. You're off doing your thing. We talk weekly, we never really lost contact. And I was out doing my thing and making my name in TV. But anytime we could circle back, it's always been a pleasure.
That's right.
I've always been down. Oh, you want? We're going to do Architects of Hip Hop. All right. Let's do it.
We even went to Kansas City and shot the pilot with Dez.
Cash cars. Yeah, man. Look, you gotta throw a lot against the wall to see what sticks. You know,
bro,
what I mean?
And that's the game.
And this has been a beautiful thing, and I'm glad this is the thing that sticks because it feels natural.
Yeah, it does.
And it's been a beautiful thing.
And not to mention, you know, in this journey, we landed the deal with Revolt TV. You know what I mean? So think about that in that short time.
Yeah.
In less than 2 years, you know. So, man, it's possible, you know. So 100K, man.
It is.
100,000 subs on YouTube, man. Thanks to y'all and thanks to everybody else that we've mentioned. And, man, listen, this year, 2024, going to be big. We got a lot of new and great guests. Of course, we getting bigger guests, but we still going to keep it hood. And then another thing I want to point out. Man, shout out to the West Coast. Shout out to LA. You know, that's my second home. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. But listen, LA has really embraced me. Y'all have embraced Holding Court Podcast. I didn't realize I was a West Coast podcast until y'all told me. I told Kansas City straight up. I said, man, listen, LA claiming me. LA is claiming me.
Hey, when we went to Juneteenth with my friend and everybody was, even I was looking, I'm like, it was like, Big Court.
Yeah.
Big Court. Homie was up. I'm like, oh, shit.
We can't deny LA. It's been decades.
We
here.
By Lemert.
For both of us.
No, this is real. This is real.
We can't deny LA.
I'm born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, but I represent LA as well. Yeah. This is home. I've been here 20 years and y'all show me nothing but love. And actually, it's funny because the analytics show that too. You know, I remember when Revolt said to me, they introduced me to some people like, yeah, we got Big Court from Holding Court, one of the, you know, most popular West Coast podcasts. Yeah. So in my head, I'm thinking, West Coast podcast? Like, what the fuck?
Yep.
And so then as I got into the analytics, I was like, I'm a West Coast podcast.
Hey, well, you know what? I'm from SAC. So we a West Coast podcast anyway. Yeah. Shout out to SAC, specifically the Nutty North, if you're from the North. Yeah. Thank y'all for the love and support. We see y'all when he go live talking at North Sac.
That's right. So shout out to Kansas City. Shout out to Kansas City. That's the home team. That's the hometown. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, Missouri, and KCK, Kansas City, Kansas. But then again, shout out to our top markets, which are the West Coast, Texas, Ohio, Florida, and New York. So all of y'all people that's rocking with us, man, and from every other place, but those especially, man, much love. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
So that's it. 100,000, man. 100,000. So I guess we'll see y'all at 200,000.
All right, 200,000.
We'll do it again at 200,000. We'll spin the block. All right. So we appreciate y'all, man. Big Court, Rachel, Renee, producer Ken, 100,000. Holding Court Podcast. Salute.
Appreciate y'all.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.